There are more mountains to climb, and we'll be facing more cliffs. Joining us live this morning is David Alpern, host of For Your Ears Only. Well, David, more headbutting already over the debt ceiling, which appears to be the next stop on this train.
Yes, it's one of the succession of cliffs that follow us going over, at least briefly, the fiscal cliff at the end of the year. And especially because the deal at the end of the year, or at the beginning of the new year, to be more accurate, did not include spending cuts. The Republicans certainly see the debt limit need for an increase as the battleground for doing what they want about cuts.
David, are we seeing something of a new dynamic between Congress and the White House?
Well, I have on the show this week Glenn Johnson, who's the political editor at Boston.com, the website of the Boston Globe. And he believes we are seeing a pattern where John Boehner, it's clear, cannot control the majority of his majority, and so defers to the Senate, where the Democrats control, and there are more moderate Republicans because they're elected statewide, as opposed to the House, where conservative Republicans have safe, very conservative districts and are reasonably, at least in the short run, more concerned about re-election in their conservative districts than about the national opinion and national polls. So we may see, he believes, more of this pattern where plans are hatched in the Senate and then delivered to the House, where a minority of the Republican majority joins with a majority of Democrats and gets the votes needed to pass.
Now, along that same line, Mitch McConnell and Vice President Biden waded into that fiscal cliff standoff and came out with an agreement. Are they going to continue to lead their parties?
Well, it seems that Joe Biden is more welcome among Republican senators than the president himself. And as we see, McConnell has more control over his Senate Republicans than Biden does, than Boehner does over the preponderance of House Republicans. So that's the other side of the deal, the personalities who may be at the fore.
All right. Have yourself a good weekend, David.
And you.
David Alpern, host of For Your Ears Only, 11 o'clock tonight on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.